Welcome back to a sunny edition of the Forts Athletics Life and Coaching Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Charles Inferno. We're at Forts Athletics. We equip coaches and athletes with the tools they seek out in order to achieve their unique and specific goals. And we are recording on Wednesday. I had to think about that for a second. Wednesday, June 1st. We're on our way home from school. It's a beautiful sunny day here. And just as sunny and beautiful as it was this past weekend at D3 Outdoor Nationals. And this video / podcast, I guess, will serve as a wrap-up to our 21-22 season. And a few minutes ago, I shared a little recap on Instagram, and I just wanted to share again how proud, you know, we all are of Dylan at Alfred State for accomplishing everything that he accomplished this past season, ranking the school record in the shot put, or sorry, I messed that one up, ranking the school record, ranking the school record in the hammer and discus, and winning shot put, discus, and hammer at our conference championships, setting the conference championship meet record in the discus and hammer, and also setting the regional discus record with his personal best of 52.82, which, when you sum it all up over the course of a couple of years, it's really fascinating and inspiring when you start working with athletes and not that they're a blank canvas, but you know that there's a little something there. And I've written about that before on, you know, having it or whatever it is and how you define it. Well, you can just look at athletes and you know that they have it. It's difficult to put into words what that attribute or that combination of attributes are that allow, you know, athletes to excel in whatever endeavors they're pursuing. Dylan just happened to choose track and field and discus, shot put, and hammer, and we're really happy he did. And nationals, you know, if you've looked at the results and things, it's very cliche, and we didn't get the outcome that we were expecting, but it was a great performance nonetheless. Dylan ended up finishing 11th, 48.82. All-American was 49.83. So it would have took 49.05 to make the finals. There were two throwers from the first flight that ended up making the finals and earning All-American, which happens every national championships. And I'm not really quite sure why that is or how that happens, but it's definitely something I'm going to talk about in another video. I have some thoughts on it, but those who are watching and listening might have actually probably have better thoughts. But Dylan warmed up really well at nationals. Typical five throw warm up as per usual. The only difference with nationals is that both flights had 20 minutes flight specific warm up, which is usually what happens at nationals. And there were only 10 throwers per flight. So just looking back at like my old notes and things, it was the smallest flight that Dylan competed in, not counting finals at any other meet and what have you. So 20 minutes for 10 gentlemen to take warm-up throws. And, you know, he warmed up just like he did at basically every single meet all season, around, you know, 49, 50, 51 meters. So, you know, sometimes you assume, but then also you take for granted when you get caught up in that, you know, what's going to happen type thing. Dylan fouled his first throw, left sector, fouled his second throw, right sector, which has happened in the past, just not consecutively. And then we knew that he needed at least 49.05 to make the finals because he was thrower 8 in the flight of 10, and throwers 9 and 10 had already secured slots to make the finals, and they ended up also being All-American. So basically it came down to a throw, but it didn't really come down to a throw. And 48.82, which is a little bit below his season average, but if you take the bigger body of work, Dylan had, I think, like 17, maybe 18 throws, 17, I think, that were over 50 meters over the season, that would have earned All-American honors. So when you look at a whole body of work, I mean, it's really difficult to argue with the fact that he's probably the most decorated. It's pretty safe to say, I would suggest to say five times in a row, that he's probably the most decorated thrower Alfred State's ever had. He broke our 26-year-old discus record. He also broke his own hammer record. Like I said before, he won all three events that he entered at conference championships. So when you look at everything as a whole, I mean, there's nothing else as a coach you can ask for. I mean, would it have been cool to be All-American? Of course it would have. And we were all distraught, coaches, Dylan. You know, it took a few hours to kind of let the fog kind of settle a little bit after the competition. Because like I said, you know, you sometimes maybe you take things for granted and you don't appreciate everything that leads up into that moment. And I told Tim when we were at Nationals that I always buy up all the gear because you never know when it's going to be your last time going to Nationals. And from coaching Lewis the last season at NAS in 2016 to 2022, you know, it's six years. 12 championships in between almost, and it just, you know, makes you appreciate everything a lot more. And of course we appreciate Dylan. None of us would have gone to Nationals obviously without him, but I think it was just a great season all around. And you know, kudos to him for accomplishing everything he did this season, and also maintained a 3.96 GPA, which is what he graduated with a couple weeks ago. He started a new job yesterday as an engineer. So it's pretty amazing the accolades that he's, you know, accumulated over his time. I've never coached an engineer before, so that's a new one for me, along with all the teachers and coaches and artists and martial arts senseis and business owners and military. Dylan's also my first engineer. Thank you very much for listening and watching to this episode of the Force Athletics Life and Coaching Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Charles Infura, and have a great day.